There comes a time when it's more than just fantasy, when it's more than just a dream. There comes a time when you are the coach. Those players out there taking huge hits, smashing sixes and kicking goals, they're your players. It's your pride on the line, all in the name of bragging rights. When the time comes, there is only one place to turn. There is only OTLS Fantasy Sports Refuge.
Hello again, listeners, and welcome to that round of the year we all wish we could forget. There is always that one round where our friends at Fantasy AFL Gods find a way to just pile it on and on and on and on. This was that round. The great news was it was also the first round of finals this year. So if you missed the carnage, you were sitting pretty to get through to round two. If you didn't miss the carnage, there would be a lot of wounds to lick. Here to tell us how much carnage he copped is Archie.
Mate, I tell you, it's good that I've completely sucked this year because I haven't been devastated with the carnage that that I copped in this round because I wasn't in any bloody finals, mate.
I mean, we got lucky in the second half yesterday, but geez, they piled it on, didn't they?
I tell you what, mate, just in my AFL fantasy team, I had Withernan as an out after I'd made my trades and couldn't do anything about with no bench cover, I might add. I had Fullerton go down in about the first 30 seconds of the game. So he was on my bench, but still, there's another cash cow that I haven't been able to use this year. I had Dusty, Zano. Dusty, I'll get to him in a minute. I had Tim Kelly, Zano.
Yep.
Who apparently just doesn't know how to football on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
And we also, I had, due to a complete lack of other options, I had had to bring in Gus this week, who got injured, and I mean, he finished on 56, which isn't as much of a debacle as some of those other guys, given that he was injured there, but it still wasn't a fun weekend. So, as I said to you this morning, Zano, we're a bit late recording because I've just thrown myself into NBA 2K21. I downloaded it last night. It took about 89 hours to download over our crappy internet connection. Quick review, if you've got NBA 2K20, don't bother. It's basically the same game.
Okay.
Because the NBA season is still actually going and we haven't had a draft or anything, it's still the same rosters. So after a couple of software updates and that, it might be all right. But the new shooting mechanics are horrible.
Yeah, right.
And it is very much the same game. Right, so just wait and see if you can get it at a cheaper price.
I'll keep running around 20K20 then and keep busting teams out there. Yeah, I got a bit lucky this week, Arch. My biggest issues was I had Bailey Williams. It was my last rookie on field. Just couldn't have any way. I needed a defender, and there was just nothing else I could do.
That was Eagles Bailey Williams?
Eagles Bailey Williams for a 38, so that was that. Outside of that, I had Viney, who sort of sucked a bit. Angus Brayshaw, who sucked a bit. Petrarca, he was ordinary. Whitfield, luckily, didn't make him captain, but Whitfield, Zorko, were my big issues. But
actually, I completely forgot about Whitfield. You can throw him in there for me as well.
Yep. Zorko and Petrarca weren't great. And other than that, wasn't too bad for me. I dodged most of the carnage.
Yeah, the only thing that saved me is that I only had a couple of guys go really bad. I also had Crisp go pretty well.
Yeah.
In my midfield, I had a lot of reasonable. So I had McRae, Oliver, Tom Mitchell did okay. Yep. Sarong was a good one. That trade that I wasn't able to do a couple of weeks ago, had to hold Sarong, so he got me a 94 there.
That's all right.
I ended up with Lachie Neal as my captain, so again, not as bad as what some other people had.
Not God, no.
Grundy and Goldie in the ruck, again, not great, not bad.
Yep. Yeah, see, I'd rather O'Brien. That was phenomenal for me.
Yeah,
he had 103 or something like that it was, so that made a big difference. In fact, I reckon he might have been my only 100 player.
Yeah, Dev Smith and Petrarca in the forward line. Bailey Smith, you know, a lot of average. Just having a look. Yeah, Crisp was my only 100-plus player, Zano.
Yeah, Crisp and Riley O'Brien. And I don't think I can count Neil's 190, can I?
No, you can't, mate. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, so I got lucky with Crisp, but Riley O'Brien cracked the 102 as well. Outside of that, I reckon guys that were actually playing and not on the buys, what have I got? 190 over that. So... ordinary, Arch, ordinary. All right, let's have a look at the injuries.
Yes, Zano. So we are recording this on Saturday morning, and you're going to do, you know, your job there, and you're going to get it up as soon as we're... Oh, that done. Sounded wrong. You're going to post the podcast as soon as we're done here.
Yes.
So these injuries are pretty up to date here. So Luke Shuey did a double hammy by all accounts. So it's not just one, it's two. So he's done for the season. Yep. That is very good news if you're looking for value mids. That's one of the reasons I'm not looking at trading out Tim Kelly. Maybe he'll learn how to football in the hub. And also look at Jack Redden. If you're chasing cash, if you're a bit light on in the mids, Jack Redden could be good. He's he scores quite well there without Shuey in the team. Andy McGrath, he went down with syndesmosis, so I don't think they've officially said, but he will be done for the season. I can't see them, given that they're probably not going to make finals again.
Again,
I can't see them risking Andy McGrath there with one. So think he's a definite trade.
They've basically said they've iced him for the season, I think, already. So you can expect that to be the case.
Now, here's the next one, Zeno. This went largely or actually completely unreported. So this is an exclusive for the OTLS AFL podcast.
Yes. I know.
Dusty Martin was injured on the weekend.
Oh,
did
really?
You know that? Which
no,
really affected his score. So he was obviously, and this was my diagnosis from watching the game, obviously heavily affected by an allergic reaction to leather.
Oh, wow.
So he was, I reckon he must have been advised by the football department to avoid the footy completely.
Yep.
So as not to exacerbate the condition. And
wow.
Bravely, Zana, he played on. He played out the game despite his horrible condition. For 28 fantasy points after putting his body on the line 11 times, Zeno, 11 possessions he got in that game where he could have died.
Oh.
I'll be honest, that was how bad his leather allergy was on the weekend. He could have died. So I bagged him out earlier, but I'm going to, you know, put my hand up and say, thanks, Dusty. Thanks for the 28 points, mate. It was definitely worth it.
Oh, he was
not that I'm bitter or anything, Zona.
That was a strange game by him. He just, I don't know. I watched it and I'm not an owner, so I might have been grinning, but it wasn't pretty, was it? Nice.
He was
awful.
Yeah. Hopefully he just bounces back.
Yeah, well, Callum Moore,
Yeah, well, he will bounce back. There's no way he's going to score 28 this week.
What's his average exactly?
74, I think, 73, somewhere around there. Callum Mills, he was a late out from the Sydney game. Mm-hmm. There would have been a few people running with him in draft and maybe a few in the salary cap formats after he's been going pretty well this year.
Mm.
He was replaced in the team, funnily enough, not by Will Gould, who would have been more of a like-for-like replacement, which we're probably happy with, Zeno, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because that means we could grab... Will Gould when he does get named, if and when he does get named. Mm. And let's face it, it's Horse. So he's going to do whatever he can to screw us because there's no point bringing in these rookies at this time of the year
for
AFL fantasy. So he'll bring Will Gould in just to screw us and make sure he's got a, you know, $300,000, $350,000 price next year.
Of course he will. And that Callum Mills thing hurt a lot of people because there's plenty of people out there racking with Mills and Witherden, who we're going to get to in a little while as well. So, you know, if you had no backup on the bench, which is most of us, a lot of us are running without backup in a lot of places at the moment, you could have had a double donut and gone to the pub, I think. It would have been nasty.
As we mentioned before, Zana, Angus Brayshaw rolled an ankle in the third quarter. He did come back on, which we joked about Dusty bravely coming back on, but Angus Brayshaw actually did come back on and got himself to a... almost respectable 56, which is good, but he must be touch and go for this week. Have you heard anything about whether... I haven't seen anything about him missing or anything like that.
Haven't heard
so
yet.
So hopefully it's not too bad.
I don't know if we will until the teams are announced, so just watch that one.
Yep. In good news for key forwards playing against Brisbane, bad news for Brisbane, Harris Andrews did a hammy quite early in the game, and he will be out for at least, well, the last... at least two rounds, you would think, maybe even until finals, which
finals.
Is a big blow from Brisbane because he's an absolute champion, that bloke.
Yeah,
not so much from fantasy.
We'll get to that in a minute. It's not going to worry Brisbane.
Yeah. Maynard copped a really bad corky, and again, he played on throughout the game, but in obvious discomfort, and also managed to, I think it was him that decked Mitch Robinson, which absolutely should have been another shot on goal.
Exactly.
I was out and about when that happened and watched the replay when I got home and could not believe that the umpire didn't give him another shot.
I know. But
Fullerton did a quad early in the game as well, and Tommy Phillips did a hammy there as well. So again, they got played last night, so not too much news on those as yet.
Mm.
Now, Zeno, this is fun. We're into the suspensions, and we've got something fun to talk about.
I don't know about fun, Arch, but we've got something controversial to talk about. There's no doubt about that. So as far as a player's being suspended for doing silly things on the oval, looks like we've got the all clear again this round for that. But we're going to bring up the 10-match ban to Sydney Stack and Callum Coleman-Jones from Richmond. Yes. Now, for those that have missed this, these
No one's missed this.
Okay, we know that they've done something naughty in the hub and they've broken protocols. So there's been fines of $100,000 handed out. Now, $75,000 of that was for this breach and $25,000 of it suspended for the Cochin incident earlier in the season. So there's $100,000 being slapped on the Richmond Football Club. The club has asked the players, including the Cochins, to pay the fines in full. So the two boys in Stack and Coleman Jones have been asked to pay the $75,000 and the Cochins the $25,000 by reports.
I'm just gonna cut in there because I want to have a chat about that because I find this quite interesting.
Yep.
This is where the Players Association have really jumped in and have claimed double jeopardy. So the league rules around the fines particularly is that the club must pay it, right? So the club has been fined because of the actions of the two boys, right?
Yep.
With the collective bargaining agreement, it states in there that a club, you cannot get fined for the same incident by, you know, or you cannot get fined for the same incident twice.
Mm.
So what that means is that technically the club can't fine the boys for their indiscretion. So the club has to pay the AFL, but they want the boys to pay the club back.
Yep.
That's how it's got to work. But the AFL Players Association saying, no, you're not actually allowed to do that as per the terms and conditions of the agreement. So that's going to be very interesting to see.
Don't care, Arch. The AFLPA can shove it if that's their attitude.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's their job, mate. They're there to stick up for the players. So, I agree. I think they should pay it. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But that being said, good on the AFL Players Association for jumping in and doing their job as well.
Absolutely ridiculous of them for coming in and doing their job. This is an unprecedented season with absolutely nothing like this before. That CBA was written up 3 or 4 years ago now. So this was never, I guarantee you there's no clauses in there about a pandemic ruining the season or changing the season. The problem with this is clubs are struggling. We know how much they're struggling, okay? Next year there's talk about cutting lists to 34 to 36 and having to cut salary cap by 20-25% for clubs to survive. That's almost going to happen at this by what we're hearing at the moment, right? That $100,000 that the club has to pay costs two people their jobs next year.
Oh, look, right? Look, Zana, don't get me wrong. I completely agree.
I couldn't give a rat's ass what the AFLPA have got in their contract. They need to step back and say, okay, doesn't matter what's in there. This is unprecedented. If the club wants the money back, it's their right to do it. So I do not believe the AFLPA should be stepping in anywhere in this at all. At all. So, hopefully it gets ironed out pretty quickly. And look, to be honest with you, apparently the Cochins have come out and the line is that they've agreed. It's their choice to pay it. So
of course it is.
That's the other part of that, and it might well be Sydney Stack and Callum Coleman-Jones' choice to pay it at some stage. But I don't think the AFLPA should be even bothering. They should be saying, sorry, boys, we cannot back you in on this. You stuffed up. So
I get what you're saying. And again, I think that those two should pay those fines. I absolutely agree with that. But I also think that it's in the AFL Players Association to work on the best interests of the players. They're not there to work on the best interest of the AFL or the club or anything like that. They have to at least put up for their constituents there. I don't agree with it. Again, don't get me wrong. Mm. I don't agree with it. But I just thought that it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. What I did find interesting, Zano, is those two boys. So let's break this down, Zano. Mm-hmm. You're on the hub. You're not playing. Right?
Yep.
You're having a nice old, what was it, a Saturday night, Friday night?
Oh, I don't know what night it was. It was a couple of drinks, one evening.
Yep. So you're having a few drinks and you decide to go, you know what? Let's go and have some strippers. Go and see some strippers.
Go and see some strippers, yep.
So they then have to call an Uber.
Yes.
because they know that they're not going to get anyone, so they have to sneak out, call an Uber. They go into the, you know, bustling nightlife of the Gold Coast, you know, go and have a few more drinks at the strip joint, and then, as we all want to do at 3:30 in the morning, Zano, you know as well as anyone, we've done it ourselves, not after coming out of a strip joint, I might add.
No.
But you want a kebab.
Yes, that's
so
normal.
This is the other thing that I find interesting. They sit down, they just want to have a quiet kebab, they're sitting down on the bench, some nut job comes out and flat out punches Coleman Jones, looking at the footage there.
Yep.
And then they defend themselves. Now, one thing I haven't seen, Zano, is what's actually happened, and have you seen it, what actually happened to the guys that actually punched him and attacked him, do you know?
No, I don't. I don't even know if they know who they are. Yeah,
exactly.
I heard that there's no legal action or anything being taken. So, look, I don't know the situation.
Look, first off, don't put yourselves in that situation. That's obvious.
That's
but secondly, if this was, you know, midday and they were out getting a feed somewhere at a, you know, at a place they were allowed to go, then everyone would have been all over this other guy that came up and punched him. I just find it interesting. And, you know, the guys have been pulled through the ringer, and rightly so. I find it interesting that no one's mentioned anything about the fact that they were just sitting down having a feed and some toss nuts come up and punched him in the head.
Let's also be a little bit honest. Being full of booze, sitting down, having a kebab, do you reckon they're sitting down minding their own P's and Q's without sort of anything? We don't know, do we?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, I've never been an AFL footy player, Zano, so I don't know what sort of stuff you cop at 3:30 in the morning.
Agreed.
But I do know that sometimes you cannot be an AFL footy player and being sit down and having a kebab and still people will abuse you.
Absolutely. So you know, there may have been a little bit of both ways in that, but it is what it is.
Yep.
Anyway, the final part here, Arch, and this is the part that tells us all how serious it's been taken, right? The Queensland Premier has actually kicked them out of the state. That's to be sent home. So the 10-week ban's been put on by the AFL and the club, right? Or the 10-game ban. The fact that they've been kicked out and gone home, that's not the AFL telling them to do that or the club to doing that. The Premier of Queensland has come out and said, we do not want you in the state. You are being extradited. Go home. So pretty full on, Arch, isn't it? It's pretty full on.
And the other thing, given, you know, where they are, Callum Coleman-Jones, for 30, what is it, half of that's 37,500? That's probably three quarters of his wage, at least half of his wage for next year. He wouldn't be on a lot. He'd be on a rookie contract or something like
rookie
that.
Rookie contract,
Stack might be on a little bit more.
He'd be on about 100.
Might be on about 100, 120.
Coleman-Jones, where he was taken in the draft, probably about 110 to 120. So it's about a third.
So it's a big whack of money, Zane.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine somebody fining us a third of our wages?
Oh, no. It, that's what they've copped.
For a
kebab
and a stripper.
I know. Silly boys. All right, Arch, enough on that. Let's lead into this round's matches and have a quick chat about what we're doing here.
All right, cool. So it kicks off tonight, Zano, at 7:40 Eastern Time with North Melbourne versus Port Adelaide.
Yep.
Excuse me. We do have the teams all ready for that, and we've got a debutant, some bloke named Flynn Perez. Sounds like an action hero, Zano,
doesn't
from
it?
A Disney movie.
A 200...
Jack Zeeble. Yep, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, a defender, to be honest, probably not really looking at him myself, but...
Yeah, he's 202K. Cool. If he was absolutely priced, you might look at him.
Yeah.
But, again, if you just need a downgrade, you might be running with a McPherson or something like that. And it's at least he's playing. That's one thing that we
that's
know.
That's the part. He's a heartbeat this week.
Yeah, so he comes in along with their captain in Jack Zeeble and Jared Polak. This is interesting, Zano. Are they just going to give him a few games so that they can trade him off?
Oh, who knows?
Because it just appears like whatever Reshaw wants him to do, he's doing the complete opposite of it.
He is... He's in the bad books as much as Witherden is for some reason. I don't know why. But he won't beat North next year, no doubt.
Not following team instructions, I think, is the general consensus. People want him to be accountable, and he's like, no, I just want to get kicks, thanks.
Yeah, I just want to kick goals.
Which is great for fantasy, apart from when he does it that much that the coach drops him.
Exactly.
Speaking of getting dropped, Magic Door was dropped, as was Paul Ahern and Tom Murphy from the Roos. On the Port Adelaide side, speaking of hub violations, Dan Houston comes back in. He comes back in along with Kane Farrell and good old Stevie Motlop.
Yep.
Now, this one's interesting, Zano. These aren't too bad outs. Riley Bonner's been omitted, but he's been you know, borderline all year. Justin Westhoff's been omitted as well as Brad Ebert. Now, in the last game, obviously they had the bye last round. The round before that, he came back. He's been wearing his little skid lid there, running around the yard, and copped a bit of a head knock there. So he's actually been omitted, though, not out with concussion injuries. Because he has sucked as well.
Arch, you can replace both those omitteds to Westhoff and Ebert with rested. Port Adelaide are playing North Melbourne this week.
Yeah, right? Well, that's true.
They are just giving those guys an extra, the older boys with the sore hammies and the tight calves and such a tight season, a week off.
Yep.
There's nothing to read into that.
Yeah, well, Westhoff, I think he has been dropped because he's been in and out of the team all year. He hasn't held a regular spot, but I think Ebert is still in their best 22.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because I traded him out and I sort of feel bad for we got big pops, so I traded him too. Because he's in finals this week in our main keeper league, yes. And I'm not. So we did the whole, I'll get a couple of players that'll help me next year. He gets a couple of players that'll help him this year. And one of them now isn't playing in the, what are we, round 16, quarterfinal, semifinal? I don't know. I can't even follow it this year.
Thanks, 2020. You've done it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's Saturday night. So tonight, I should imagine.
Tonight.
So again, full lockout for players on their buys. So that is Collingwood and Richmond. So they will be fully locked out at the commencement of this round. Then we've got a triple header on Father's Day, Zano.
Yes.
It's very possible I could just be spending all day Father's Day seeing in front of the telly.
That might be a
We
nice
have
one to go.
At 1:05 Eastern, St Kilda v Hawthorn, followed by Geelong and Essendon, and finishing off the night with Western Bulldogs and West Coast Eagles.
Yep.
We roll into Melbourne and Fremantle on Monday. Tuesday is a double header. Adelaide and GWS at 5:40, followed by Carlton and Sydney.
Yep.
And we finish off the round with Brisbane and Gold Coast on Wednesday. As always, it's a rolling team announcement, which drives me absolutely bananas.
Doesn't it? And especially we'll come to more of that again in a second.
Yeah, so one thing I hope they don't continue into next year, Zano, is this rolling team announcement thing. Because that just kills you fantasy-wise.
Oh, that's a rolling lockout scenario permanently. Then.
Oh, look, 100%. But it also, it makes it very hard to plan trades.
Of course it does. Yeah.
Cool. All right, Zano. So that means vice-captain options from the early game. So you've got North Melbourne, you've got Port Adelaide, and then the three Sunday games you could probably look at for vice-captain. Look, if you've got Lachie Neale, you can probably vice-captain all the way through to Tuesday if you wanted to. But why don't you take
the only
us
thing,
a few of
the only thing
there.
With that is make sure you've got someone you can actually use to vice.
Correct.
Happened to me a few weeks ago where I actually put the vice on McRae and then was going to run into Duncan and I wanted McRae's score. And by the time McRae was in about the middle of the round, by the time that had all passed, I had no one I could actually use to loop. So I'd be looping somebody in the first couple of games still 100%.
Yep. So we're talking guys like Hunter, McRae, Zach Merritt, Jack Steele, Gaff, Duncan, Titch. They're all averaging 85+.
Yep.
Of those guys, I probably like Hunter and McRae the most. The big question though, Zano, like they're playing a midfield that is without Yo, without Shuey. Who does Hutchings go to?
I go to Dangerfield.
He has gone to McRae previously. You know, he could also go to the Bont. So the answer is, Zeno, whichever one that I captain.
But Hutchings hasn't really tagged those couple of games he's been back anyway.
He's done more of a soft tag.
Yeah, he hasn't been anywhere near a hard tag. He's been playing a lot of the half-forward flank from what I've seen. Haven't been watching it that closely, to be honest. But what I haven't noticed is him around holding somebody out all day. So that's what I haven't noticed. So I reckon that he's playing... They're not really using him to tag at all, so I'm not too worried about that. For me, I'm tossing up whether I go the VC on Titch or Duncan Arch. I'm sort of not sure which one of those two that I want to do it on. I might actually even be able to do it on McRae, to be honest, because I've got a few guys in the Carlton game that I might be able to loop. Yeah, I should be right. I might even chuck it on McRae at this stage.
McRae didn't score well against the Eagles last time, but they did get belted as well last time as well, from memory.
He's not going to get tagged. Look, even, I mean, who have Geelong got? Essendon. You know what? I'm going to chuck it on Mitch Duncan.
I was just going to say, Duncan's probably a good one there because Essendon don't tag.
Nah, that's exactly right. And they've got McGrath out of the team now, which we'll come to, and a few other bits and pieces. Nah, for me, it's going to be Duncan. Yep. And as you said, you've got Lachie Neale to run into. He's the one. So against Gold Coast, he could have a field day. So that's it, easily. Yep.
I also like any of the GWS boys because they've got the Broken Witches hats.
Yep.
The Adelaide don't play Hawthorn every week. So Whitfield, Cornelio, those sorts of guys, you can look Taranto. At those running into those guys as well. Taranto.
The only thing that worries me a little bit there is whether somebody ends up having a rest laid out as well against the Witches hats. Cogs could do with a rest. Whitfield could do with a rest. You know, Taranto's coming back from that shoulder. Who knows?
Yep.
So that's what scares me with them. But then you've always got Neale. You've got a few guys up your sleeve anyway.
All right, so as we mentioned, Zano, AFL Fantasy, you get your averages of players on the bye rounds. And Supercoach and Real Dream Team, it is best 18 again. Now, here's the scores in AFL Fantasy that you will get, remembering that they will be locked out before tonight's game.
Yep.
So Grundy and Adams, both on 91. Pendles, 86. Maynard, Hooley, Crisp, 75. Jaden Short and Dustin Martin also 70 plus. So they're the guys that you're probably not looking at moving.
Yep.
There's no real rookies that, what's his name? Max Lynch got a 30 odd. So you probably wouldn't look to bring him in to get his score. So they're the ones that you're looking at. Anyone that's not in that list, potentially you can look at trading out. Remembering that you will not get the scores of guys like Sidebottom, Prestia, Treloar, Howe, because they didn't play last round.
Exactly.
So whilst they're quite up there on the averages, you will not get their scores.
Yep. You could chase Grundy. He's extremely cheap at the moment, actually, for what he is.
Yes.
Adams.
He's actually, I just had a look, Zana. He's actually, his break even is still quite high.
Yeah.
So he will lose money this week.
Whether or not you're really willing to take the hit to get the guaranteed 91, though. Adams, I've got. He's a great one. The other ones out of there that I'd probably be looking at the moment is probably Maynard. I wouldn't be grabbing Crisp, I don't think, because of that 75 with a low break-even now. And Hooley's got a really, really high break-even. He had a shocker on the weekend as well. He's one that we missed. Yep. So now I think maybe, probably Adams, really. And possibly Maynard would be the only two that you actually want to chase there. So.
Yep.
Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know.
All right, Zano, so. Speaking about what we're looking at doing and who we're chasing, why don't you take us through what you're looking to do in each of the formats this year, this week in terms of your trades?
Right, so what I'm going to do, Arch, before we get into what I'm actually doing, I'm going to just quickly bring up Alex Witherden, right?
Yes.
Because there's a big trick here in this, or there's a big problem in this, I should say. Now, there is actually a reasonably good chance that he comes back into the team this week with the Harris Andrews injury.
Yes.
Yeah, you know,
not quite like for like, but Rich had been injured, then yes, I'll
agree. Rich or Lester or Birchall, it's a different story, but there's still a chance that he's a defender that he might come back in, right? So,
yep.
And then they might shuffle guys around, who knows? So, however, here's the problem. We won't know the final or the Brisbane teams until just before the second last game of the round, the Carlton-Sydney game. Okay, so therefore, if you've got Witherden and you're going to hold to find out if he's named, you can only change him to players from Carlton or Sydney, or Brisbane or Gold Coast, of course, their own game. Now, I had a quick look earlier, right? From Carlton, there's nobody. Assuming you've already got Doherty, and even then you're pretty much chasing him at the moment, there's nothing there to get, right? Their second best averaging defender, I think, is still Simpson. So let's move on from that. In Sydney, you've got Lloyd, okay, Jake Lloyd, obvious one. And Callum Mills, who, let's be honest, may not even play coming back from that calf. He may not even be right yet.
Yep.
So you've got Lloyd there, tick that box, right? Then it gets really ugly again. The next best options are guys like Bailey from Brisbane and then Bowes or Lukosius from Gold Coast. Now, excluding Lloyd and Mills, the rest of those guys are averaging in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
You do not want to chase that. So the bottom line is, if you've got Witherden, I would be saying that if you think you can get to Lloyd, if he's an out, then I'd hold Witherden and hold that trade until really late. If you can't get to Lloyd, you may have to take the punt on Witherden not playing and go him out earlier. So, it's a real hard one because really outside of Lloyd, you don't want to be getting anybody else from that list of play. And a lot of people already have Lloyd. If you've already got Lloyd and Witherden, you've got to move Witherden on. You can't take that chance, I don't think.
Yep, agree.
Cool. All right, so speaking of that, let's have a look at my Supercoach team where I have got Witherden. Thank you very much. So I'm basically looking to move Shuey, Witherden and Devin Smith out to, and I really like this arch, McRae, Lloyd and Steele.
Ooh, I like that, Zana.
Yeah.
That's now, good trading.
If Witherden plays, I'll actually hold him and keep that trade for now and then do it later on. But, yeah, at this stage, it's definitely Shuey and Devin Smith out to McRae and Steele. And then I'll have the ability to get Witherden to Lloyd. So I'm in that position, I can do that, which is nice. In AF, it's Sam Draper. Now, I know he's breaking, he's still going to make a little bit more money. But I just, this is my chance now. I can actually get full premium by doing this. So
yeah, nice.
Draper goes out. Bailey Williams gets thrown from the back line, who I played on the weekend, down into my rucks. And Haynes from the Giants comes in.
Yeah, nice.
So I like that. He's well priced, and there's a few other things going on there. And then it'll be basically foot to any forward rookie named, and they're really late playing. So anybody, as soon as someone's named, I can just do that. And then Gus Brayshaw is going to, and hold your breath, Arch, this is last night, we were joking about this, Jared Berry. Now, I can't get up to, I mean, I'm sitting reasonably good at the moment as it is. I've got Neil, I've got McRae, I've got Adams, I've got Gaff, I've got Duncan, and then Mitchell Viney, Angus Brayshaw, who becomes thing. I can't quite get up to anybody super, super uber from Jared Berry, like a Steele or an Oliver or someone like that. However, I can't get quite to Lions either, who's what would be my number one choice. But here is Brisbane's run home. Gold Coast, Sydney, Carlton.
Yeah, nice.
I was tossing up between him and Darcy Parrish because with McGrath out, I think Parrish might get a bit of a hit up. But when I looked at that run, it became a no-brainer.
Yep.
So that's there. Now, hopefully he can become an Uber premium in the next week or two as well, but we'll see. Dream team. I'll be using another three trades this week, Arch, because this team is still just a pure mess. You know, you can never get all three right, can you? As I said in the last podcast, though, the sooner I use up all my trades, the better, because I don't have to worry about it anymore. So we spoke about not bringing this guy in, but I do need a cash grab. So it's McCasey to Perez as a cash grab. It's close to Coleman, who was all right this week.
Quietly. I found it interesting. I was listening to ABC Radio and he's one of those players that apparently you have to refer to by both names.
Yes, okay.
It was never just Coleman. It was, I can't even remember what his first name is. Caden, I think it is.
Caden Coleman. Yeah, okay.
Caden Coleman gets four. Caden Coleman kicks it on.
Yeah, fair enough. He was all right, so I'm going to get him off the bubble. And then that gives me the ability to get Arts up to a premium. Sadly, the best premium I can get to is Toby Green, who's borderline premium. So, but it does mean that I've now got no rookies or mid prices left on the ground. So, and about three trades left. So, fingers crossed there, Arch. All right, how are you looking?
Yeah, so same as always, I know, pretty crappy, to be honest. I need to get rid of Shuey in Supercoach, and I have zero cash. I think at the end of the round, I'm currently, before trade, sitting on 1,400 cash.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to use all three trades because I can, because of that round that I completely got to trade. So McPherson will go down to another rookie. Should get me enough cash to go Shuey to somebody decent.
Yeah.
And I might just even take a risk there and see if I can get Cogs in for that game against Adelaide.
Fair enough.
He should hopefully bounce back on that roller coaster. And then the last trade, look, I don't know, I might sideways somebody. I might even go a little bit out there and trade Grundy down to somebody for some cash. I don't know. I haven't quite worked that out yet.
Fair enough.
AFL Fantasy, I'm in the Witherden boat there, so he will need to go. Brisbane have the last game of the round again, and I just can't afford to run the risk that he doesn't come back in, as you said before. Again, I've pretty much run out of cash generation, Zano. So my bench is full of 180, 202K players that I've just had to hold through the year. I this is where the cash generation, the first week, is really hurting.
Yes.
Yeah, Hosey's about the only one that I've got that is still playing.
Mm.
But he's got a low break-even, so I don't really want to, get rid of him either. So I've been playing around with some trades. So at the moment, my trades will be a little bit sideways. So I'm going Oliver to Haynes.
Yep.
That's going to make me about 40K there.
Yes.
Sorry, Witherden to Haynes. Oliver to Lions. I actually did that before I even saw your notes about Lions. I know. Yeah. I agree. I think he's got a good run there, and he's good value as well.
If you can get to him,
so that
as
actually
well.
Makes me about 100K there, which then gets me enough to go Thurlow up to Zach Williams, who's been playing all right in the last few weeks, and then that's going to leave me with 153K in the bank.
Yeah.
So very much sideways and shuffling around. It still means I've got a few guys on the field that I don't really want on the field, but I think I still have to play Riccardi on the field in that one. But he's been going all right. I'll take 60 from Riccardi on the field at this point.
Yeah.
Twice as much as what Dusty's scoring, put it that way.
Fair enough. Look, hey, I'm not a big fan of Zach Williams at the moment. He only had a 52 again on the weekend. Personally,
yes, but he's playing Adelaide.
Yeah, true. What's their run like? He's got Adelaide, Melbourne, Saints. So I'm not overly keen. I'd probably punt on Zach Bailey before I did on him, to be honest, myself.
Yep.
But that's again is what it is.
And in Dream Team, I'm down to two trades, Zano, so I'm not trading this week. Unless there's a big out for one of my premium guys, I'm just going to hold those trades.
Fair enough. Like that at the moment. All right, guys, so because this was so rushed this week, we haven't had time to plug for questions, so sorry about that. But if you do have any, just hit us up on the socials. You know how to get us. As always, thank you for listening. You can get me at Otilus Zeno, and of course all that stuff is over at thelinesports.com.au, which is of course brought to you by Check My House Price.
And you can get me at OTLS Archie on Twitter when I'm not playing NBA 2K21. And if you are struggling, please give Lifeline a call, 13 11 14. There's always somebody there to have a chat with. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss an episode, and hit us up on Apple Podcasts with a 5-star rating and review. Now, Zeno, production meeting on air.
Yes.
I had somebody, I can't remember who it was, and I do apologise, hit me up on Twitter. Are we going to do finals pick'em this year?
That's up to you, mate.
I know.
We'll have to look at it. I think we've definitely got to look at it, and that's something that will... I'd imagine we would, because we've got a week in between and we'll be bored by then. So pretty confident that it's going to happen at some point.
So my thoughts were, unless it's a... Festival of Footy Frenzy, some other F word finals.
It's not going to be. They've already announced that it's.
Yeah, okay. So if it's a standard finals, I think we'll run it, mate, because it's good fun. And that way we've got a few days to whack scores in and get things all set up, which it's all done manually. We're not smart enough to code a website, so we do it all via spreadsheets.
Yep.
So that'll give us a few days to do that. So, yes, keep an eye out for that.
Stay tuned.
AFL Fantasy Finals Pick'em, and we'll start to look to get that set up over the next couple of weeks.
Perfect. Thanks, everybody. Best of luck for the second week of finals, and surely it can't be as bad as last week. Talk soon.
That's it.
OTLS Sports, giving you the analysis and advice you need to get over the line.